Civilians are bearing the brunt of ISIL's seizure of the Iraqi city of Ramadi. Thousands are fleeing their homes as confrontations are expected between the Takfiri terrorists and the army forces. Nearly 25,000 people have abandoned the capital of Anbar province since it was seized by ISIL on Sunday. Many of them are heading to the capital, Baghdad, but thousands are stuck in the desert. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Iraq says aid agencies have begun distributing food, water, and medical supplies. Temporary camps and latrines have also been set up. Those who have fled are now urging the government to take measures to prevent a humanitarian catastrophe.
We've been in the desert for 4 days now, and we call on the government to open the way for us to flee. Most of the children are suffering from diarrhea. What is the guilt of these people? All of the people are sick. We call on the government to find a solution because our children are at risk. Families were displaced in the desert. We cannot live in the desert forever without food and drink.
Meanwhile, the Iraqi army and volunteer forces have massed around Ramadi in an effort to recapture it from ISIL terrorists before they can build up defenses. The government is sending more reinforcements in order to close in on the city. The U.S. president is also considering training and equipping of local tribes to retake Ramadi. On the other side, the ISIL terrorists are reportedly preparing to counter possible operations by government forces. They try to keep up the momentum by attacking nearby towns. But their attack on the town of Khaldiyah between Ramadi and Fallujah was repelled by government troops. The terrorists have been wreaking havoc in areas under their control in Iraq and Syria. Earlier, we spoke to Muwaffaq al-Rubai, a former Iraqi national security advisor, about the situation in Ramadi. Rubai told us that the U.S. is trying to downplay the fall of the city.
The United States government is trying to downplay the fall of Ramadi. As a matter of fact, John Kerry has tried to trivialize the issue of falling or losing the Ramadi. I believe the local Sunni tribes have lost their faith with the United States of America help, and they lost trust in the American, because they thought that the American would come to their to save the city and protect them and defend the city, but the American the international alliance airstrike were limited to 7 airstrikes during the fall of Ramadi. So the United States government is going to have a very difficult time in persuading and convincing the local Sunni tribes to recruit them, to equip them, and to train them to recapture or retake the city of Ramadi.